Taking the gospel of peace to a world under Satan's dominion, that's a sure way to find yourself immediately at war. The devil sets his sights on any believer obeying the command to take the gospel to another person. Only by having the peace of God within can that believer withstand the attacks of Satan from without. Today, more from Paul's teaching on the armor of God, our equipment for victory. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, Erwin Lutzer continues his series on The Invisible War. We're learning about the shoes of peace in our study of Ephesians chapter 6. And sharing the gospel of peace is a sure way to encounter demonic opposition.
When you and I share this gospel of peace, instantly there is satanic resistance. You don't know how much Satan hates the gospel. The Bible says that he blinds the minds of those who believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel should shine unto them. Every time you witness to somebody, there is spiritual conflict, invisible spiritual conflict. Let me give you an example. Mark chapter 4, Jesus is talking about sowing, the famous parable that he told about the sower. And you remember what Jesus said? He said that the sower goes out to sow, and the seed falls everywhere on four different kinds of soils. But one of the soils is a hard path. You remember that? It's a very hard path. And he says the birds of the air come and they snatch up the seed before it can even get into the ground. Then later the disciples say, "Interpret that for us, Jesus." And Jesus says, "Well, the seed is the word of God. Obviously, the soils are the hearts of men, and those who have the seed fall on hard ground, those who do that," the scripture says, Jesus said, "it is Satan who comes and snatches the seed so that it can't lodge in the human heart." Satan snatches the seed. And unless the heart is softened by God, even while I'm preaching today, there are some of you here who are not listening. In fact, maybe there could be somebody here who intended to come here today and not listen, simply because you don't want to hear what it is that I'm telling you. And there's spiritual conflict going on in you according to Jesus. Now, many of you know Don Richardson. He wrote a book entitled Peace Child. In fact, many years ago, more than 30 years ago, he actually was here at the Moody Church before I became the pastor. And I remember him speaking about this circumstance. He said that they were in a tribe, in a very, very primitive tribe. He was working in really with almost Stone Age people. And they noticed that when they preached, when the missionaries preached, nobody could memorize scripture. Nobody could remember the sermon. You ask them afterwards, what was the sermon? And they had no idea. It was as if, as the word went out, it was just being snatched. So the missionaries gathered together, and they said, "We are going to bind Satan. We're going to ask that he be forbidden to work here when we preach the word of God." And after that, people began to memorize scripture, and they began to remember what they heard, and the word of God began to fall into hearts that were being prepared by God for the truth. Remember this, that every time you and I share, there's a unseen spiritual being who doesn't want the people to hear. Have you ever had the experience of witnessing to people and, you know, you just explain the gospel, why it has to be a free gift, and you go through the whole thing, and when you're finished, they say something like this, "Well, that's exactly what I always believed. I always believed that if I was a good person, I'd get to heaven." What in the world? It's as if somebody over here is speaking Albanian and somebody over here is speaking English. I mean, it's just a total disconnect. Spiritual warfare. Now, I promised you that I was going to help all of us, including myself, know how we can be brought to peace. I'm going to assume here at this juncture that you are someone who has come to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior. Although I am not assuming that completely, because there may be many of you who have never believed on Him. And even while I'm speaking today, the Holy Spirit is working in your heart, by the way. And if the Spirit is working in your heart, you know who you are, don't you? You know who you are because the Holy Spirit is here to do what no human being can. But I would like to leave with you, and by the way, in your bulletin today, you'll notice that I do give some questions that can be used to share the gospel of peace. I'm not going to emphasize those because I'd like to preach an entire message just on the issue of sharing our faith. But what I want to do now is to talk about how we can have peace. Are you ready? Thank you. All right. Number one, we must receive peace from God. We must receive peace from God. You say, well, that's very elementary. Yes, I know. I'm beginning at the beginning here. What I mean by this is, we have to take God's promise of peace seriously. For example, be anxious for nothing, says in Philippians. But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, and the thanksgiving is absolutely crucial, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will garrison your heart and will keep your heart and mind in Jesus Christ. You say, well, Pastor Lutzer, that's not where I'm at today. You have to begin by rehearsing these promises and know that God is promising you that peace. Isaiah, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. You see, there's God's part, but then there's also our part. You'll notice God says, I make the promise, but it isn't automatic. You have to receive. And if you're here today and you've never received Christ as Savior, the Bible says, as we mentioned, that He is peace. So that's the beginning point for you. Before you can even begin to claim those promises, you have to claim the promise that you belong to God because you've acknowledged individually that you need Christ as Savior. I think of the testimony of the young woman we just heard in our baptismal service. What a marvelous testimony. She, you remember, was asked to throw a New Testament away. Colleague says, throw this away. She didn't feel right about it. She takes it home. She begins to read it, and she reads it until 4 or 5 in the morning and comes to saving faith in Jesus Christ. You see, that's the way people are saved, is through the Word and through individual witness and through the ministry of the Word and listening to the gospel. But that's where we begin. What we must do is to seek God's forgiveness, those promises, and the care of God, because He careth for you, and the promises that God makes. I think, for example, of Jesus. My peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Could you imagine Freud saying that to somebody? My peace I give to you. My peace I give unto you. I mean, what in the world? Could you imagine Buddha saying that? Could you imagine Krishna saying that? My peace I give to you, not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Wow, that's coming from Jesus. That's coming from God. So the first thing is, what we need to do is to receive from God. Now we get to the difficult part. What we need to do is to commit to God. Commit to God. And I speak here from the Word of God, but I also speak from personal experience. Because there have been times in my life when I've not been at peace. And it's been difficult to genuinely commit to God and to believe God. I have not always found that easy to do. And by the way, that's why you have to be here next week when we speak about the shield of faith. It says, above all, in every circumstances, take the shield of faith. Because if you drop the shield of faith, all of the other pieces of armor are not going to be very effective. And so what we need to do is to make sure that we understand what committing something to God is all about. You remember, you know, cars nowadays, you know, they're so electronically set up that they have these little things on the dashboard that I always am amused at. Check engine. Check engine. What do you mean, check engine? What part of the engine? Thank you. And if you named the part, I wouldn't be able to find it anyway. I mean, I don't know sometimes which end to pick up a screwdriver with. Check engine, though. Engine. Engine's got lots of parts. Well, what you need to do when you have that sign, of course, is to take it into the garage, and then they hook it up with all kinds of fancy equipment, and the electronics will tell you what's wrong. You're here today and you have anxiety. That is a check engine sign from God. Almost certainly, something is wrong. So what you need to do is to ask, what is that wrong? What is that that's causing me anxiety? And that which is causing you anxiety almost certainly is something that you have refused to commit to God and leave with Him. Almost certainly, that is the cause. We have a staff member here at the Moody Church. This was not a member of the pastoral staff, but he's a member of our support staff, an incredibly faithful guy. Works all kinds of hours overtime, doesn't get paid for the overtime, conscientious. But he went on a trip this summer, vacation. I think he took his cousin along. And in Australia, he actually went bungee jumping and had it videoed so all of us could see it. I bought him lunch the other day. Wanted to see whether or not he was normal in other ways. So I said to him, tell me, what was it like? I mean, you've not done this before. Tell us what it's like. And he said, you get up there and you check the rope and you hope that the rope is strong. And then he said, you know, I check to make sure that the rope that I'm tied to is the one that the guys who are staying back, they know which rope it is. And then, you know, you check your ankles to make sure that it's fastened good. And then I say, well, what do you do after that? And he says, well, after that, what you do is you check the rope. You make sure that your rope is the one that they know about. And then you check to make sure that your ankles are properly fastened. And after you've done this a few times, then you jump. That's the way in which I have often been in my Christian life. And I've been afraid to jump. Well, today, my friend, I encourage you to jump, and of course, to jump into the arms of Jesus. This is Pastor Lutzer. I'm so glad that you have joined us for this series of messages, and I cannot urge you strongly enough to keep listening, because we're going to talk about faith. We're going to be speaking about the shield of faith, the ability to jump into God's arms, as it were, and to trust Him wholly and totally in this battle that we all are involved in, the battle that we call spiritual warfare. And at the end of this broadcast, you're going to be given information as to how you can have these messages for yourself. I want you to have them. Listen to them again. Share them with your friends. Make sure that your own life is fortified against the wiles of the devil, as the Apostle Paul talks about in this passage. And then let us move on toward victory. Victory now, and of course, the assured victory in the future. God bless. Have a good day. I'll see you next time.
Dr. Erwin Lutzer with more of his message on The Shoes of Peace, the fourth of seven in a series on The Invisible War. Tomorrow, some final thoughts about wearing these shoes in our daily battle with the enemy. Running to Win comes to you from the Moody Church in Chicago to help you understand God's roadmap for your race of life. Our series on The Invisible War can be yours on CD as our thank you when you give a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Ask about The Invisible War. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw, all one word, .com. Or write to Running to Win at Box 11174, Chicago, Illinois, 60611. This is Dave McAllister. Join us tomorrow for our next Running to Win.